Yes, speaking.
Thank you. Alan, you are the travel coordinator with Penrith South Probus, correct?
I was. I'm not anymore.
Oh, okay. All right, so will it be okay if I pass on the information to you, or do I need to speak with the concerned person?
No, that's all right. If you want to pass it on to me, yes.
All right.
I'll see the people tomorrow anyway.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. Alan, we have an idea for you that will guarantee you up to 40% of your members' trips away. My name is Adam, and I'm with Australian Escapes. We are setting up Probus Travel Club to give your members access to much more affordable trip options. And this is also recognized by your head office. You can verify it with Monica from marketing.
Yep.
So, Alan, did you happen to receive any email from our side, an introduction email?
I can't remember, I'm sorry. It could have been looked at by either myself or my wife.
Okay, let me just check. No, we haven't sent you because we did not have your email address on our records. May I have your email address so that I can send you over?
Yeah, AGR 36315 at bigpond.net.au.
Okay, it's AGR 36315 at bigpond.net.au.
Sorry, it was AGR 36315.
36315 Big Pond at 18. Okay. All right, Alan, thank you so much. Now, Alan, my purpose in calling is to get your answers to a few quick questions so we can understand how to save you money off your future trips. And we'll then send you some information to show others at your branch as well. So this will take about, you know, no, less than 7 to 10 minutes unless you have any question. Is that okay with you? All right.
Yeah.
Great. Now, Alan, I would also like to inform you that we are all about affordability and simplicity. The idea is, as I said, to save you up to 40% of your away trips and day tours. As we know that your members are paying way too much as of now, we have done a few comparisons. Let's take an example of Trade Travel, and they have one which is, you know, just 6 days to Fraser Coast and Hervey Bay, and they're charging over $2,400 per person. We can do a similar trip from under $800 per person, not exactly the same, but with very similar experiences and all top quality. And I would say ours is more, you know, independent and affordable style of travel. So, Alan, let's get started. These are service-style questions, and I'll be as quick as possible. Alan, would you mind if I record this call for training purpose?
That's all right, but I will explain. Our club doesn't do a great deal of the type of tour you're talking about. We certainly do some day tours around Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly what we call the $2.50 day using the Opal card.
Mm-hmm.
But We at the most would do one trip a year where we go outside of Sydney.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I'm happy to start if you like, but I just thought I'd let you know we're not like Lyonnais, a bigger club than us, and they do a lot of tours overseas and within Australia.
Yeah, Alan, I understand. We are also offering, you know, some discounts and day tours as well. So, you said that you are doing, you know, one trip a year, right? So is that a short-range trip or a longer trip?
Well, that's usually either for about 4 days to a week.
Mm-hmm. 4 days. Okay.
We're going down to Narimbula next mm-hmm. month.
And you said you're going down to Narimbula?
Narimbula.
Okay.
On the south coast. And we went, I think, we've been to Adelaide and Kangaroo Island
mm-hmm.
as one trip, and we did another trip down to the high country in Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only sort of trips outside mm-hmm. of the Sydney area that we've done, and we've done those over the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. So have you already booked this trip, Alan?
Yes. We leave, you know, in another 3 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever it is. So it's booked and paid for and,
mm-hmm.
yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so how many members are going, like?
Oh, I forget. Because I don't organise it anymore, I forget the exact number. But I don't know whether it... It's about 25 to 30, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We had to get people from another club to get the sufficient number of members.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So, okay, let me see here. So, how far in advance did you happen to book that trip, Alan?
12 months.
12 months. So, most probably.
12 months or a bit more. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I would say last year March.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Around about then.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, some of the ideas that we have for you, Alan, that might interest you in future include short-range self-guided trips via bus or train with great value accommodation for 1 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least 1 or 2 group dinners. So this type of trip can be done, say, up to 40 to 60% less than retail. That saves you a lot of money, and this is more an independent style of trips.
Yep.
Now, speaking of which, Alan, you said you have your members shown any interest for visiting for the future? Have they got any future travel plans, like for next year?
No, we haven't got another trip planned at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We're just doing our annual general meeting next week.
Uh-huh.
I think it'll be the same people doing the tours then. But we haven't planned anything at this stage for next year. As I said, most of our day trips around Sydney are either going by train into the city and then, catching a bus somewhere, or, just doing little short day trips. And we get what we call the Guardian Bus, which is Guardian Funerals provide a bus free of charge to us 3 times a year.
Yep, yep.
And they'll take you out for the day.
Okay, yep.
In the Sydney, metropolitan area.
So, Alan, in your opinion, do you feel that some of your members might be open to doing smaller trips, if they are very affordable this year, in future, maybe?
Personally, I don't think so. We, myself and my wife, were doing the tours for about 4 years, 5 years,
mm-hmm.
4 years, and it was only in the last couple of years that we got people to go away overnight. That was the one to the Victoria was the first trip that we did that was to the high country.
Yep.
That was the first trip that was an overnighter,
and then
this one we did the Adelaide trip. That was our second. And then this is the third one for the club in 5 years. But it was very difficult to organise. A lot of our people are elderly now. And when I say elderly, they're well into their 80s and even 90. And they're not as mobile as they used to be. And not as active as they used to be, and we're trying to at the moment build up our membership.
Okay, all right. So, how our research with Probus in regards to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what your members want. Having said that, Alan, how do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
We take all suggestions from our members. We suggest things to them. We get the magazines from Probus. That's where we actually got the Victorian High Country from. That people were interested. It was the Lingalonga or something at Yarrawonga for there. But it's just in general discussions, and also a number of our members are members of other Probus clubs. So some of them pick and choose which club they'll go away or do things with. But most of the other clubs around the area are, as I said, larger memberships than what we've got, and they're more active.
Lena
in particular is one that's more active than what we are.
So, Alan, working out the travel styles that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different. Some like fully structured tours, and others like, more flexibility and independence. So, Alan, have you ever done an email survey of members to find out more what type of trips they're interested in doing, such as, travel style, budget, and so on?
Well, as I said, we talk to the people all the time. We've had suggestion boxes and all those sorts of things. And at the meetings, and that we'll ask people for opinions, you know, where they'd like to go and that. That's been enough for what we've been doing now. We found that what's popular with our members, they prefer the day trips around Sydney, and we go in and we might go to the Star and see, you know, at one of the shows that's being promoted through Ticketek.
Okay.
We get discounted tickets to that.
Okay, okay.
To go to those shows. So we usually do two or three of those a year. As I said, we've got the bus that we get free of charge. We do about three trips with that. And then other times, well, we go to the seniors concert. We might go into the city to see different things. It might even be a walk over the, you know, the beaches, you know, the Bondi. Go to different parks there, go to the, you know,
Okay. All right. So, Alan, what you already know about what your members want in regards to trips away. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important are the following factors for you? Let's talk about affordability. How would you rate it in the scale of 1 to 10?
8. Yeah.
Yep, 8. Okay. And how about value for money?
Yeah, 8.
All right, and if I may ask you, how about flexible travel options to suit different budgets on a scale of 1 to 10? This means, you know, having a choice of different types and travel of different types and styles of travel to suit different budgets. Okay, no problem. Okay, and are there any factors, you know, those are important to you and your members?
Well, the factors are always mobility, of whether, you know, how, what the ratings are if you're going to go on a trip with someone, how much walking's involved and on the day trips with them. Affordability always comes into it.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
As I mentioned earlier. Yeah. But we haven't had any interest. You're only doing Australian escapes anyway, so that's fine. But we haven't had anything, for instance, we haven't had any interest. We've had Adelaide and Victoria and now the south coast of New South Wales. We haven't had anyone wanting to do, you know, 2 weeks over to Perth or anything like that.
Yep, Alan, I understand. So we also do offer, you know, short-range trips, as I mentioned previously, 1 to 7 nights, and we provide up to 40 to 60% off on those trips, and this might be a good deal for you. So, Alan, some clubs have one or more committee members who look after tours and travel. So,
we don't.
So you do the arrangements, or you have somebody else who manages it?
No, we... When myself and my wife were doing it, we did everything.
Okay.
Whether it was day trips or whether it was a trip away, we organised the whole lot. And the two people that took over, the husband and wife that took over, the McLeans, they are the same. There's only the one person or one family that looks after all of the trips.
Okay.
I know Leon A has someone that does overseas trips, someone that does the overnight trips, and someone that does the little day trips around the city.
Okay.
They have three people.
Okay. Well, Alan, as I see, organizing, you know, travel plans and getting competitive pricing and communicating with members, it seems quite a task. So, in your opinion, Alan, what do you feel that you or your travel organizers need help with the most? Is it like learning about what the members want, comparing different options?
Yeah. Myself and my wife, we learned over the 4 years what they wanted. Initially, when we came in, the club used to go on the occasional bus trips, but we found it very difficult to get enough members to go out on a trip where, when you hire a bus, to make it affordable, you needed to get 30 or more members. You need to, you know, fill a bus to make it affordable. And we just found we had some of the tours that we organised just fell through.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't get enough people. We had to spend a lot of time trying to work with other clubs to fill the bus, and that wasn't really the best way of doing it.
Yeah,
so we
don't
do any of the big bus trips anymore. As I said, we found that with going to see shows in the city and going for little trips into the city, I think we're going to Manly in another couple of weeks. That seemed to be sufficient for our particular club, where the members aren't quite as active, because we had, instead of being in the 60s or early 70s, a lot of our club are more well into their 80s, a number into their 90s, so for them, they've done probably a lot of travel earlier in their life, and now they're happy to just have easy days out, where you just go out and get lunch while you're out.
Agree.
So we found that it was easier as organisers to do it. The people who are active within the club and want to go out, that was fine for them too.
Okay, so Alan, this is the last question. We would like the opportunity to prove our value to you, because we know we can save your members up to 40% of all types of domestic day tours and away tours and in travel, and that makes you know, it a lot more affordable. So are you open to shopping around to get better prices on your trips?
Yeah, of course we would be. I'm not sure how the Macleans organise the Marimbula trip, how they look for prices. We certainly went with the Lingalonga at Yarrawonga because it was in the Probus book and had been in there a long while, and we knew other people that had done the same trip, so I guess we liked that the people that we're going to do a trip with are aware of the needs of Probus members, and the ages of the people they'll be taking around, so that they're doing tours that suit the age group and the abilities, and also that they've got a reputation and they're reliable. We're not going to just go hunting down the lowest price.
You need to check the reviews and ratings before you book a club. I can understand that. Well, Alan, that completes our survey questions. And after this call, I'll send you an information package by email initially. That introduces Australian Escapes. We are the first and biggest travel club in Australia, and we are giving each Probus Club branch a special free membership, so all new members can access to the discounts and try us out. And you know what, because it does pay to shop around. So this is quite a significant step up for Probus, because it means you are getting free access to wholesale travel pricing on a wide range of options. Okay. Now, as I mentioned earlier, our prices are much lower than what you are used to paying. Now, the real value too is your members' trips will be a lot more affordable. That we can guarantee you. And you will also access our Traveler's Advocate service. And this is for no charge at all, where we do all the shopping around for you. Now, the benefits for you is, you know, you save a lot of time for it. So what I'm going to do is now I am going to send you an email, and I'm also going to update your contact details on our records, and we will contact you separately for registering in our branch. Okay. And well, thank you so much for all the information, Alan. It was lovely speaking to you, and you have a good day now.
Okay, you too.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah.